Welcome to Webcamps TV. I'm your host, Brady Gaster. Our other host, Corey, as you can see, is still on the road. I can't remember all the countries that he's going to this week and last week, but let's just save it to say that he's really, really, really busy. But I'm still with you, so that's good. And today I am going to be bringing you a good friend of mine from emails and different dialogues that we've had, Rickard Hansen. He's coming to us from Sweden today. He's on campus. I think you came in last week, had a couple meetings.
Yeah.
He's been meeting with some of the Windows Azure Websites teams, specifically the App Gallery team, and with some of the other marketing teams. And he's going to tell you a little bit about his product known as Incentive today. Incentive is one of the applications in the Windows Azure Websites application gallery. I've used it. It's pretty awesome. So I wanted him to show it. So he's in town today, so now he's going to show it off. Before we get to the good stuff, though, I want to show you a couple of things real quickly. One of them is, if you go up here into the Channel 9 website, just normal channel9.msdn.com, and you click on the Browse button, you'll see a drop-down menu there. And in that drop-down menu, you'll see Windows Azure Content. I'm going to click that real quickly. Here you'll see a bunch of different links to different videos that we've done around Windows Azure. You'll see that the very first one in the list is the most recent Cloud Cover episode, which is on using metrics hub to monitor your Windows Azure applications. If I scroll down here, you'll see that we have links off to the Cloud Cover show. We also have links to this show, Webcamps TV, and we have a link to Subscribe, which is Clemens Vaster's show on the Service Bus. And if you scroll down below, you'll also see that we have different series, such as the one on Windows Azure Mobile Services and on Windows Azure Websites. That's the one that I'm going to click on today because this is Webcamps TV and you're probably here to talk about building web applications. So I'm going to go ahead and click that, and I'm going to show you that we have about 5 to 6 videos, continuous deployment to Windows Azure Websites with TFS. We also have managing your website with PowerShell, something that you've seen Corey and I do on the show pretty extensively, and a bunch of other videos, the latest of which is the one that I mentioned last week, Dropbox deployment to Windows Azure Websites. Why am I showing you this? Because we're going to continue adding to the Windows Azure Websites video library. So if there's anything that you want to see that you haven't seen on the show or that we haven't already done or that Corey hasn't blogged about, which is a really, really small basket, feel free to let us know and we'll try and make a screencast of it to put it out on this section. And again, just to show you how to get there real quickly, if you just go to channel9.msdn.com, click on the Windows Azure content, you'll see all the Azure stuff all in one big place for you. Next thing I want to point out is the Webcamps Spring 2013 tour. Myself, I'm going to be doing just a few of those dates. I'm going to be in Dallas, Texas with Scott Hunter. I'm going to be there on April 5th. But you can see we have a bunch of other events coming up, one in Oslo, Norway, Portugal, UK, pretty much everywhere you can think of. I have a couple friends from the East Coast who say we want one on the East Coast. My advice is keep asking because we keep adding dates to the tour. So if you want to see Webcamps tour and we're not coming to your area, please get in touch with myself or John Galloway. And one of us can probably argue on your behalf. So I just want to point out that we do have this worldwide tour that we're doing on Webcamps. We can talk about all the ASP.NET goodness and all kinds of great stuff that you'll see. One of those awesome things is this great product that you've seen on this show a couple of times called Web Matrix. If you scroll down right here, you'll see download the V3 free preview. Web Matrix 3 has kind of gone into alpha, beta testing stage, and the reason that I'm showing it is Ricard's demo is actually going to use Web Matrix 3 today. So you'll get to see Web Matrix 3 being used by one of our awesome customers in the field, one of our awesome partners. He's actually going to be using it to edit an incentive site live. So I did want to point out that we do have a beta of 3 available. And I'm probably going to have Vishal Joshi on the show pretty soon, as well as maybe Justin Beckwith on the show to talk about some of the new features available in Web Matrix 3. So I just want to prime the pump for him, just to let you know that we do have a new version right around the corner. And then there's our wonderful Windows Azure portal. And I'm going to show you real quickly. I'm going to go in here to New, Compute, Website. And I'm going to select From Gallery right here. And you'll see this window open up with all the different things that we have in the gallery that you can choose from. And the one that we're going to spend the rest of the day talking about during this show is right here, Incentive. Incentive is a social business application. I'm sure that you can do a lot better justice for it. And it's basically a way of you using social technology to manage all the different work tasks and everything that you have. At least that's my understanding of it from the few times that I've played with it. Ricard and I have been emailing each other quite a bit. I've given him a couple of feature ideas. Hopefully you'll have some as well. But in order to queue him up so that he can start his demonstration, we're going to queue the static real quick and put the right display up on the screen. We'll be right back.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Now that we're back, as you can see, the social business for enterprises. Again, this is our guest today, Ricard, and he is going to be walking through kind of the features of Incentive and talking about all the good stuff that he can do with it and that you can do with it. So without further ado, I'll hush and let him take over.
Thank you. So thanks for being on the show.
No problem.
For inviting us all the way from Sweden.
No problem.
You had some couple of guests before us from Sweden?
Yes. Magnus? We had Magnus Martinsson. Yeah. Magnus did AzureConf 2012, which we're going to be doing another one. That's one of the things I actually forgot to talk about. We're going to be doing another AzureConf. I don't know if Magnus is going to be here for that one because he's really, really, really busy over in Sweden with his own evangelism work, and he's actually doing a global Windows Azure boot camp as well.
I saw that. He's going to be in Copenhagen.
Yeah. So he's got, and it's actually going to be in 60 other places. He's got a bunch of different dates set up.
Okay.
So that should be good. But Magnus has been on the show. I think that's it for your countrymen.
I was hoping I was the first Swede, you know, coming over. But, okay.
He wasn't a guest. Second. He was just on the show.
Okay. A special honor then.
Okay.
Okay, so my idea is to walk this through, the Incentive product. It's a social business or social collaboration platform.
Mm-hmm.
Quite recently, we are part of the website, so the the Azure Gallery for apps. And I want to just walk through how to get it going in the Azure, use some web matrix to, you know, customize and develop your own stuff. And also going to show off a new feature we just introduced, which is something many have requested, is integration to Jammer.
Cool.
You know, it's a good social collaboration tool as well, but lacks maybe the wikis and blog features, which we have. So it's extending the Jammer installation, more or less. So we think a lot of people are going to like that. So if you're into the Azure, I recommend that you go to this Get Started feature, or the section Get Started on our webpage. We have two different options, actually. Either you can install it on-premise behind your firewall through the web app gallery, or you can go directly into the private cloud with Windows Azure. So in this particular case, I'm going to do the Windows Azure thing. So in this case, we have a quite extensive guide for you, which you can follow to, you know, every step to set it up. It's very, very easy, thanks to this new gallery. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to simply go into our management portal for Windows Azure. And I just clean it up, so it's going to be very, very empty.
Okay.
So in this case, we're going to start up with creating a new Incentive installation, which is new. Then you go to website, and then from gallery. And then it's going to load up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have wikis. And there you have Incentive. So 2.7 is the current release. You simply move on and say you want to set up a WebCamp Incentive to make it unique. We're going to create a new SQL database in East Asia, I think not, but in East US, I think it's probably better.
Mm-hmm.
Then we move on. We're going to actually create a new server.
I think you're the only person I've met that types harder than I do.
Okay.
Your poor keyboard.
Always something. So now it's creating our new Incentive installation. Okay, so now we're up and running. We have the WebCamp Incentive installation up, and then we simply click the WebCamp Incentive Azure website's URL, and the website will soon be up and running.
Nice. What have you seen your customers actually using Incentive for?
Specifically the wiki part,
okay.
The wiki feature. The market seemed to lack, you know, the ASP.NET based wikis. Mm-hmm. There are very few of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they both, you know, they want it because they're used to Microsoft SQL Server, the Microsoft environment, but also commonly they have ASP.NET knowledge.
Right.
So they want to build their own things,
okay,
because you can customize it any way you want.
Right.
So they, it's specifically when you're looking for a wiki built on ASP.NET, they tend to love our product.
Nice, nice.
So that is often the entry point. But
cool.
Then you can explore, there is dashboard and blogs and activity streams, and the usage is broadened. But the entry point is mostly always the wiki stuff.
Gotcha. When I first looked at it, the first thing I noticed was the activity stream. And
yeah,
that seemed like something that I would use with maybe a small team,
yeah,
to manage projects we were working on. And then maybe use the wiki for more documentation purposes and that sort of thing.
Exactly.
But sounds like more people are actually coming at it from the opposite perspective. They want the wiki first, and then the other stuff comes later.
Yeah, when they look for it, they look for the wiki.
Gotcha. Okay.
But as you say, when they get it installed, they also say, okay, we're going to use the activity streams as well. So it's like a bonus.
Nice. Cool.
And also, you know, our idea is we you know, our approach is the small and medium sized enterprises.
Okay.
So we don't, you know, going for the big guns. So the small companies who have a need for, as you said, small teams,
mm-hmm,
then our product is perfect.
Nice.
So when you have it up and running, you're coming to a small wizard of ours, where you simply click Get Started. You fill out your incentive Azure. You fill out your email and your company name. It's optional. And then you move on. And you set up an administrator login. And then you can also, if you want, configure an SMTP server, and that is used for notifications and subscriptions and so on.
Gotcha.
You can do it at a later stage. I don't have an SMTP server to configure for this moment, so I'm just going to skip it for the now.
Okay.
But that is the usage for it. So here's a summary. And then we simply click Finish. And the application is set up. And we have filled it with some, you know, basic content and some activities.
Cool.
You can, you know, understand what's happening.
Nice.
And this, now you're up and running. You can start using it directly. And as you see, the incentive champ, which is me, has been here and talked to you about using maybe hashtags or, you know, adding some blog posts and so on and so forth. So this is what you see when you get in. So the activity stream is quite central, as
nice,
you see. So I can simply do a post here. Here you go, on the Azure, and you submit it.
Nice.
So now we're up and running. So as you can see here, you can, you know, mention people. Now it's not so much a mention because we're only one user in the system.
Right.
But
I couldn't like use a Twitter username and it would go out to Twitter and link to them. It would really just be for incentive users.
Exactly.
Okay.
This is, you know, specifically for internal usage.
Okay.
So we have copycatted the behavior you see on the net, your
right,
Facebooking and Twitter, LinkedIn, and we want to move it into the company. So
okay,
you want the coworkers to work in the same manner as you do privately.
Nice.
You know, in the real world, you can ask any people of any information, you get an answer like in seconds.
Right.
But in a corporate world, it's, you know, it's a headache.
Right.
So we want to, you know, copycat the internet world,
mm-hmm,
and make a small internet for the company.
Nice.
But then you have to, of course, get your coworkers on board.
Right.
They
right,
want to do this thing and they want to share, you know, sharing
right,
is caring.
Right.
So it's kind of uphill in the beginning.
Okay.
But when they get a hang of it and they can see, you know, the real goal, the real, achievement is that when a lot of people put in stuff in a solution like this, the search gets better over time,
mm-hmm,
like
mm-hmm,
Google, you know. You know, it's like, you know, finding information on that is, you know, that experience is good because people are actually publishing information.
Right, right.
We want to copycat the whole experience into the company,
cool,
in some way
cool,
or another.
Gotcha.
So therefore we have, you know, the different things like the activity streams, you have the dashboards. The dashboard is actually a widget scenario where you can create one or more dashboards. And the idea there is you can have a sales team, you can have a marketing team,
mm-hmm,
you can have a development team who wants to have different, you know, dashboards. So you can set up, you know, sales or whatever. And then I can simply add different widgets to this, recently updated. And those widgets you see here is something you can develop on your own.
Okay.
So it's also a part of the customization thing. So this is only a set of widgets that, you know, including the installation.
Nice.
A very small number, but
nice,
here you can be able, whatever you want. You can be connected to CRM or Salesforce or whatever.
Nice.
Then we have the wiki part, which is the approach if you want to do the comparison with Wikipedia. Our wiki thought is that this is the hub, and there you can create several wikis. So each wiki here in this list is actually like having a language on Wikipedia, an entry point.
Nice.
So in this case, I can set up a new wiki saying this wiki is going to be for sales or marketing. So I'm going to say marketing. This is for marketing people. You have the tags, marketing, incentive, and so on. And then we simply save it.
Cool.
And then you set up a new wiki, which is like an entry point. So if we go back to the wikis again, you see you have two ones now. You have marketing, you have incentive wiki. So this is like entry points.
Nice.
And each entry point, you can create articles. And here I'm going to walk you through later on with the customization stuff,
mm-hmm.
that you can customize and add content. Because if I create an article here, in the simplest of the world, it's only a title and the body. So here I have a title. And you can add some stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
You have very powerful linking. So I can say I want to maybe link to social collaboration, blah, blah, blah.
Nice.
Then you simply mark social in this case and click link, and we automatically search for the selected word in the entire solution, and we say, okay, we found a blog post, this is what I want to link to. Then you simply double click it and you have linked to that specific article.
Excellent.
So it's no navigating, it's always search,
nice.
Like again the net.
Right.
And
so basically it searches everything in that incentive installations database for that term. And just pulls back everything in the databases.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we index everything. We index files.
Nice.
Comments. Everything.
Awesome.
So again, when you get this, show on the road, and you get the people to actually contribute,
mm-hmm.
you get a really good, gold mine of information.
Nice.
In a long perspective.
Nice.
And you have the usual stuff. You can insert images. You can upload files. You can embed, from YouTube or Flickr or whatever. You also have the code snippets thing, so you can insert. In this case, I can. I have an American keyboard, so I'm not used to that because I'm from Sweden, obviously. There it is. Nice. And then I will find. And I'm going to insert that snippet as a.
Oh, wow. That's
HTML. Hot. And you're going to see some when I publish this. Here I can also add some tags. HTML testing. And here you can also post activity into the status field or the activity stream. So I can notify people. So in this case, I can only notify myself. A page was created by you, and check this out I want to add.
Go ahead and type Brady in your list of people to notify. I just signed up for it.
Okay.
I just created a user account on here, and I just replied to your first post. So.
Okay. So you're actually a user now.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes, I am.
So you can see now we have, it's very small, but it says something had happened. And we have this HTML, it's a brush saying this is a code snippet, so you can actually cut and paste it into your project. So it's a great tool for your developers to share
nice.
Code snippets in one way or another.
That's fantastic.
So going back to updates, you're going to see Brady Gaster, as you said, looking mm-hmm. good, super easy to get going. And my latest post title was created by administrator, check this out. And I notified myself.
Nice.
So if you go ahead, if you post something and you notify me,
okay.
Which in this case is the administrator, either you can write at directly into exactly
there
the status field, and you submit that. And then hopefully in a couple of seconds, the notifications field up here will turn red with a one.
Oh, there it is. Nice.
So this is Brady Gaster mentioning me. In this case, it's a mention. But if you're going to see all notifications, you're going to have a list of everything, where you're involved. If you have created an article and someone is editing it, you will be notified. If something likes something you're saying or commenting on something you do, so you will automatically subscribe to everything you touch more or less
awesome.
Or you're interacting with.
Nice.
Then you're, a part of that stream.
Okay. That's awesome. I love the way everything looks, but I'm sure that there are some customers out there that might want to do some level of customization.
Yeah.
What sort of stuff do you support with customization?
Customization is two things. You have what we call appearance.
Okay.
And that is, you can change the background. You can change the icon and the fav icon as well.
Okay.
And you can have simply, background color. You can also, some people or some companies has, you know, they wanted to have the possibility to have, you know, using the full width.
That's
it's, you know, just a customization thing. So this is what, you know, a simple way to actually theme it. But then also on our website, you can read a couple of resources or tutorials on how to, you know, go into the deep, and you can alter the fonts. And also you can you actually create your own CSS, which inherits ours.
Nice.
And then you can do whatever you want.
Awesome.
You can make the, you know, bigger, different font types, different colors, different logos, everything.
Awesome.
So
awesome.
It's up to you how much you want to destroy.
Okay. Okay.
Or
that makes sense. Or enhance. That's good stuff.
So. It's up to everyone. So. This is simply, the blogs is like, it's like more or less like a wikis, but here you focus on the blog posts. This is like going to WordPress.com where you get a, you know, sense of everything going on.
Right, right.
So there can be a lot of different blogs created by everyone. We want, you know, have people have it as open as possible, so it could be easy to create a new blog.
Gotcha.
And commonly at our, you know, the customers using the blog as, you know, a billboard saying, next Wednesday we're going to have a visit from Microsoft,
right.
Or the sales team, you know, every week they have a sales report. They blog it instead of sending emails.
Gotcha.
So that's something we really want to approach, you know, kill the email.
Nice.
Instead, you know, move it in here, because when you do it here, you can search for it.
Cool, cool. Killing email is good.
Killing, I definitely agree. And then, of course, in this case, we also, you know, generate a lot of mails, because you have to decide if you want to have immediate email notifications or dilated test. I have dilated test, because otherwise you get a lot of emails again.
Right, right.
So what I wanted to do now is just to, you know, hook over to or go over to the web matrix so we can do some customizations.
Okay.
As I said before, what you have the possibility, and specifically the wikis, is, as I said, the basic is title and body. But a lot of customers have the need, you know, to have a FAQ or a knowledge base. Mm-hmm. Then they want you numerous symptoms or solutions or whatever. And this, as an administrator, I have this customized button. And here you see there are only two menu items included in a standard installation. In this case, an article and a markdown article. So you who are into wiki syntax, you actually enable the markdown article. So if you want to use wiki syntax instead. But what you actually can do here is create your own articles.
Okay.
So you can use our components, text editors, text box, blah, blah, blah. Or you can build whatever you want, you know, integrate it again to CRM or whatever. So you have full control of the actual creation of content and also the presentation.
Nice.
You can do whatever you want.
Nice.
So that is what I will try to show now, anyway. So what I do then, I go, if we go back here, you go to the website, you click the website, and then you have web metrics down here to the right.
Mm-hmm.
And then you click there. And then you're going to fire up web metrics. And it's going to ask me if I want to edit live site directly or edit local copy. It's entirely up to you. In this case, I'm just going to go edit the site directly. And this is what you actually have now, is access to the whole, you know, file structure of Incentive.
Nice.
So in this case, going back to the web browser again, in our web page, you have a section called Resources and the SDK. I have to use this because we have some templates that we can use. And you have an article saying creating your own customized wiki article, which is building it on ASP.NET. In this case, we're going to build it on VB. And just going through with you what it is. And then we're going to create a Hello World sample, which in this case is just going to use a fixed template, which we can alter and see what we can do with it. So in this case, I'm going to download this. It's a zip file containing four files. Just going to download it, open the folder. Extract it, and you see you have four files in it. So it's every article is based on two things. It's the edit mode and the render mode.
Okay.
So you have two files for the edit mode and the two files for the render mode.
Okay.
So you, again, you have complete control in both ends,
nice.
Both in edit and the render. So I'm going to take these files and copy them. And I'm going to go to my documents, websites, web matrix at remote, webcam incentive, and then you go into the public folder. You have the custom page folder. Now it's populating the files in that in this folder. So here it is. We're going to extract the files from the documents, downloads, custom page template. We're going to take those four files and simply drag them into this custom page folder. And this, all this information is described in this article and the resources.
Okay.
So now we've done a very simple thing. We're not going to alter this at all at this stage. We're just going to add those four files. Now we have added them up. And looking again at the article, to register the actual custom page, you have to take this section. I'm going to copy that. And again, back to the web matrix. And then we're going to find something called app data, settings, and you have a custom page. So in here you have the existing custom pages as a standard installation, and here you can add as many as you want. Now we're going to just paste this section called the custom template, and then we're going to save it. And since we're doing this live directly now, I choose not to have a local copy. It's actually already in place. Going back to the web browser and the incentive installation, I think we can simply push customize here, and we now have the custom template, which is recently registered. I checked that one. So you can see also different wikis can actually have different menus.
Right.
So it's up to the administrator to say, in this particular wiki, we only want the custom template. In another wiki, you have only article, and so on and so forth.
Gotcha.
So therefore, you can build maybe a wiki only as a knowledge base, and you can have full control of all the content created.
Nice.
So in this case, it's very easy. I've only created a title, which is standard, but then you have incentive text box and incentive text editor. And then we can save that and publish it. And if you want to alter this, it will simply go into the web matrix, and we can take a quick look at, for example, the render mode or the edit mode. So in this case, it's very small code. We have predefined items for form body item. And this is for you to, you know, it's so it complies with the UI in general.
Okay.
So if for some reason I want to have two text editors, it could be, you know, for a custom or for a knowledge base, you simply add it.
Gotcha.
We're going to lower the size a little. And I'm not going to do anything in the code behind. I'm just going to go back to the web browser. And we can try going back to the marketing and do a custom template again. So now we have a new one. So you can see we have two text editors.
Nice. That's fantastic.
So you have two fully, you know, editable custom text editors. So you can do whatever you want. And of course, you know, you don't have to use our, you know, predefined components. You can write regular ASP.NET.
Gotcha.
Here. So it's just, you know, to make it more easy for maybe those who are not that knowledgeable.
Cool.
So it's very easy to get going, actually.
So you basically created the site, updated your activity stream, built a quick wiki, and then you customized what looked to be the edit and view sides of that wiki, like using your own code.
Yeah.
And you've got documentation on the incentive website on how to do all this stuff.
Yeah.
Can you pull that website up one more time?
Absolutely.
Just in case everybody wants to see, all the documentation is right here
on the resources. You have a lot of stuff. You have Academy, tutorials, case studies, releases, knowledge base, troubleshooting, SDK.
Nice.
So specifically for developers, then of course there's the SDK.
Okay.
But also here you can find a lot of information how to configure and update and move around your incentive in the tutorials.
Nice.
So really good information. If you run into problems, we have the idea that all of the support or assistance is free.
Cool.
You just mail us or tweet us or, you know, go down to our office and knock on the door.
Nice.
We will help you out in some way or another.
Awesome. That sounds good. And one of the other things that you said you were doing while you were here this week is you actually met with the Windows Azure Websites App Gallery team.
Yeah.
And you talked to them about how your app got into the gallery, et cetera, et cetera. What was that experience like? Was that a pretty good experience? Did you enjoy working with them?
I would say it was a good experience.
Okay.
We thought it was going to be a lot more work to get working in the Azure because of, you know, maybe some, lingual changes in the SQL Server, for example. But I think we, in total, make 5 or 6 different changes.
Nice.
And then it worked.
Nice.
So it was very painless.
Good.
To do it.
Good to hear.
To be honest.
Good to hear.
So for us, it's, you know, we have the idea, you know, that you should own your own data. So on-premise installation is something we have been working on. And being a part of the Azure, which is for me a private cloud or a private infrastructure, is, you know, it's a perfect fit.
Good.
So we're really, really satisfied with that approach.
Cool. Good. I'm glad to hear it. And I love the product. It seems like if you're a small company and you're just kind of getting started, maybe with a small team, and you want to have kind of your one-stop place to have either all your documentation or all your your conversations all in one place,
yeah.
this would really get you up and running pretty quickly. You don't need the whole huge portal experience. It's just the bare bones, get going.
Exactly. Nice. So you have to have a good idea and implement and execute.
Right.
And since you guys, I think, have a 90 days mm-hmm. dice free trial, mm-hmm. and we have a free version as well.
Nice.
So you can get this off the ground without paying a penny.
Nice.
And you can use it for as long as you want, or at least 90 days
yep.
to see if it works for you. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, just scrap it and move on.
Right. Right.
So I think that is a good combination, a good fit. The last thing I wanted to show, which is quite cool, I think, is that recently we've got the feedback that a lot of customers using Yammer, of course,
mm-hmm.
and they like Incentive because of the wiki and the blog and the dashboard features.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they think the activity stream is okay. But since they already had Yammer in place, people are used to it. They wanted to keep that. So mm-hmm. in a regular or status situation, you tend to hop towards mm-hmm. and backwards between those different solutions.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did is actually to create an integration between those two.
Oh, cool.
So if you go into settings and the Yammer integration, you have two different modes. You can be satisfied with one, and that is simply to enter the name of your Yammer network. Then your Yammer will be embedded into our solution.
Awesome.
And I'm going to show this client ID and client secrets as well. And if you enable those or authorize those as well, we can actually interact with Yammer. So as you say, you saw, I posted a new wiki article and it mm-hmm. was posted into our activity stream.
Mm-hmm.
In this scenario, we will again create the wiki article, but we will post it into the Yammer stream, telling awesome. You that we did this and that. So we can begin with just entering the name of the Yammer network, in this case, mindroot.com. And now directly, Yammer is in place. I have to log in and authorize it. So now it's authorized. And
nice.
The activity stream, as you see, is totally replaced. But for the end user, it's only a matter of authorization.
Right.
And if I have logged into Yammer before, we wouldn't have to ask. It's just an authorization. So now we have the embed in place. I can say hello and update that. So it's quite seamless. But then if I want to enable the possibility, so if I go into the marketing wiki, and I create a new article, for example. Now you see, we don't have the update or the send to the activity stream.
Right.
And then I have to have an app in Yammer.
Okay.
So again, on our site, under resources, you have the tutorial here saying integrate Yammer with Incentive. And you have a couple of steps just to work through. So how to create the Yammer app, you have to create the app and you have to know the network name.
Gotcha.
So in this case, I can just create an app. I already created an app, so we can use that. So in this case, I'm logged into Yammer, as you can see. We have an app here, which is easy to create. But then you have a client ID and a client secret.
Gotcha.
And I just copy that one and put that into my incentive. And then I take the secret as well. And I post that into my incentive. So on the outside, now I'm going back. I'm going to have a new message for me because I now have this. We recommend you to authorize the incentive. And this is allowing us, through your name, to post things in Yammer.
Gotcha.
So the other thing is logging in. And this is to authorize this app.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to authorize it, of course. You have successfully associated your Yammer account with incentive. So mm-hmm. now going back to the wiki. And create a new article and saying nice, blah, blah. And now we have add people to notify. What I've actually done now is populating every user in Yammer. So the drop down now is based on Yammer instead.
Nice.
So I'm going to say that Johan should know this. And I'm going to say check this out. And I'm going to save and publish that.
Oh, so very cool.
Going back to the updates now, of course, hopefully. Our post here now. I just nice, blah, 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 was created by blah, blah, blah. So in this case, you can combine the two worlds. If you need the wikis and blogs for the documentation stuff
right.
And the dashboards, then you can and easily integrate it with Yammer as well Very efficient, especially if you are used to Yammer, which a lot of companies are.
Yeah.
But they sometimes need to extend it.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love it. Looking at anything else I can think of to ask you. Do you have any plans to integrate any other networks into it? Have you thought about anything else?
We are, you know, looking into both integrating and importing. We also have, you know, a couple of clients who wants to move away from different solutions, including Yammer, for example. So you can import Yammer into Incent if you want.
Okay.
We also picked up a couple of wikis that have, you know, been discontinued, like Scrutiny Wiki.
Right.
We have an import tool for that, so you, you know, can move from an existing Scrutiny Wiki to Incentive without losing any information or anything. So that is something we do, you know, continuously. When we get the feedback, we have a media wiki importer and so on and so forth.
Awesome.
So integration, I don't know, but we're going to look into, you know, different providers, though. You know, OpenID, Yahoo, Login, Google Apps. As a provider for the login, as to today you have, yes, you see the regular form login, our own login,
right?
But of course you have Active Directory as well if you have it on premise.
Nice.
Then that's the provider.
Nice.
So that is something we're looking into, and this is, you know, this is Incentive 2.7, and later this year we're going to release Incentive 3.0, and that is, you know, it's a complete rebuild of everything.
Nice.
And we're going to have a completely different, you know, approach on terms of how you build stuff.
Okay.
So we're going to have an apps, you know, approach where you can easily build your own apps and applications and contain them in Incentive.
Nice. So you could have an Incentive installation in Azure, and then people either on your team or not on your team could write applications that would actually plug into Incentive as well.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So in the long term, we hopefully have an ecosystem, so to speak, where you can, you know, download free or pay for some type of integration.
Awesome.
So it's going to be an, you know, completely open ecosystem where developers can publish their own apps.
Nice. That's fantastic.
Integrated with Incentive.
That'll be great. Maybe we'll have like a gallery that we can put apps in and then pull them into each other's Incentive streams.
Yeah, exactly. Have them molded together some way or another.
That'd be good.
Well, so this is pretty much what I wanted to show.
Nice. I love it. This is fantastic. Like I said, I had scratched the surface when we first started chatting over email. I had installed it. I think I've installed it twice, actually. The second time I was chatting with somebody about the gallery. And I said, hey, let me show you this one I just discovered today. And I installed it. And that person actually gave it a pretty serious look that day. They were like, oh, I could really use this. This could mitigate having to use an IAM client. And they had a lot of ideas just on the fly. I don't know where that went. But hopefully they'll use my name if they come to you. So that'd be good. But
send you a pizza or something.
Right, that'd be good. But it's been really good to play with it and to see all the new features that you're adding in. And you and I talked over email about some of the new stuff that you have coming in 3.0. Yeah. That sounds pretty good too. So.
And as you see, you know, with Azure, you know, environment and the matrix, it's very, you know, it's easy to set up. It's easy to customize if you're, you know, if you're a developer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, there is no, you know, time wasted in, you know, setting it up or infrastructure.
That's exactly right.
So
that's awesome.
I like it.
Well, I appreciate you coming on the show, and I hope that your other meetings were fruitful and fun. Good. I think you came into town to visit a colleague, not at Microsoft, but you made a couple meetings up and came on the show as well.
Yeah, I did, and I'm gonna meet a old friend of mine. Who's working at the 343 Industries.
Oh, cool. Nice.
And back in the days, like 20 years ago, or 25 or 30 years ago, we were low-level programmers on the Commodore 64 and Amiga, creating demos, competing, you know.
Nice.
So it's actually, you know, I met him last week, and I'm going to meet him tomorrow again, but it's like more than 20 years we, you know, met.
Nice. That's
so
fantastic.
It's really cool, you know, coming to Seattle, and there is an old friend of mine.
Nice.
And, you know, everyone from that, you know, time, everyone has gone on to be really successful within in computers, in games programming or research, you know, on high level. So it's quite cool.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Well, I hope you enjoy your trip. It looks like you've got some great weather to enjoy, so that's going to be good.
Yeah, we're lucky.
Nice. Yeah, we have great weather for a couple of days. It's going to be fantastic.
A little bit of rain, a little bit of snow, little bit of cloudy.
Yeah, that did happen the other day. I think it was 20 and 50 all in the same day.
Yeah, so exactly.
That's so Seattle weather for you.
We have seen all of the weathers.
That's awesome. Well, thank you guys for coming on the show today and for taking a peek at Incentive and for finding out all the good stuff that we have going. Please download it, or don't download it, just install it into your Azure account and play with it, and let myself or Ricard know. I think you have a Twitter handle, which we'll put up on the screen here in a second if you want to throw out what it is.
Yeah, it's Rickard Hansen.
Okay.
Simple as that.
Two S's in Hansen.
Yes, okay. It's RickardHansson.
Cool, awesome. I'll make sure we put it up on the screen so you don't have to worry about that. But thanks a lot for coming today. I hope you enjoyed the show and that you'll come back for more. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.